Coming up next on The Breakup Vent.
Yeah, you know, I have to handle stuff with my roommate, and then I find out, oh, his roommate is his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they were still living together?
Still living together.
Oh, the whole time y'all were together?
Yes, the entire time we were together.
He lived with his ex-girlfriend for 4 years? Shut the front door.
Okay, so he told me, he's like, okay, so I do live with my ex. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. And then he was like, so do you think I should be, we should be sharing the same bed? And I was like, no, you should not. Actually, she needs to be out of your bed tonight. Like, if you have been sleeping in the same bed for a while.
Are there two beds in the house?
No.
Girl.
Fun fact about me is that I wanted to try an open relationship.
Hey, everyone. As we come to an end of our first season of The Breakup Vent, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I also have to give a special thank you to certain areas, like a special shout out to Melbourne, Australia. I'm like, who do I know in Australia? But I can see it on my analytics that there are like faithful listeners every week in Australia. So thank you so much. Also, New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. I'm like, I don't really know too many people in Jersey, but I have faithful listeners in Jersey as well. And I know my people in Fort Worth, Texas, Funky Town. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to like, share, download, leave 5 stars on this podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, leave comments on the social media, the YouTube, the Instagram, the Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of that. We are The Breakup Vent on all of those platforms. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Also, if you are ever in the Los Angeles area and you have a breakup that you want to get off your chest, you're like, I have to vent about this, I have to get this out, please reach out to my producers at thebreakupvent@gmail.com. That's thebreakupvent@gmail.com. And here we go with the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I am here with an awesome guest, Daniela.
Hi.
Thank you so much. I remember when I first asked you to do my, I don't know if I asked you, I told you what my podcast was about.
And I was like, oh my God, yes, I want to do it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I remember like thinking about it a month previously. I was like, you know, I wonder if she's ever going to get back to me. Like I literally looked at her message and I was like, you know, she says it's going to happen whenever it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just going to wait. And then like literally, I think a month or so later, I was like, well, look at that.
Yes. You're like, oh, just so happened.
I also just experienced
her. She's like, I just went through another breakup. And I was just like, oh, I was like, well, we don't have to talk about that because people normally do, you know, breakups are hard.
And I was crying a lot.
Yeah. And still I was crying. Just like, I felt bad.
I just thought the timing was wild.
It was. I was just like, oh, no. It's okay. We can still talk about the old guy.
Right. I still got energy for that.
You still got the energy?
I do. Because
whenever I told you, you were just like, oh, yeah, I'll talk about it. I was just like, oh.
Because I was deep in it. I was like, wow. I'm in a much better place now. So it's like nice to be able to be like, okay, this is what it is. This is who I am.
Yes.
This is how I'm going to act. I stand on everything I say.
Hey, come through now with standing on what you say. Say what you mean. Say with your chest.
Right.
Okay. So here on The Breakup Vent, we like to start out with your relationship with relationships in life. So growing up as a child, what was your relationship with relationships? Were your parents married?
Yes, I grew up with both my parents married, but they ended up separating before my 18th birthday.
Okay.
When I was in high school. So it was very interesting. It was love my parents. I love those two. They're great.
Hey, Mom,
but they were not, you know, the best together. And it was a lot actually growing up. It was wild. Mm-hmm. My parents just, you could tell that they only saw arguing. Like they never saw like a sit down, let's have a conversation. It ultimately, usually when it got to its worst, it was definitely yelling, definitely a lot for me. I was like, oh, okay, so this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that definitely has reflected on my life and how I deal with conflict and how I deal with relationships. I know that I can take myself to like being, yeah, I could yell. Mm-hmm. That's my, I'm making the choice not to.
Yes.
Because, ooh, buddy.
Yeah.
In the breakup we about to talk about, trust and believe, that was not my best self.
Oh, no.
But like that relationship, it easily reflected what I ended up doing in my own life. But mm-hmm. yeah, I learned that I am an anxious attachment type of person.
Okay.
Very much like I can trust other people and the trust within myself is not the strongest. It's getting better now, but that I dealt with that a lot growing up.
For people who don't know what anxious attachment is, can you give an example?
Yes. So how I want to say it developed was that my mom didn't have a lot of trust within me as a kid. I'm actually the youngest of seven. Mm-hmm. And because of what my siblings did in previous years, like I'm a baby. My siblings were born in the 80s. I'm 95. So I was like, mm-hmm. really, they were like, okay, you know what? We know what they did.
Yeah.
And we know what you're going to do. And it's like, that's actually not the case. I'm different. I promise. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it'd be like one of those things where I would have to ask her everything. But it was always like this hot seat of being like, will she say yes or will she say no? And it would take like a sweet time. So I would never be like, hey, mom, remember when I asked you? It'd be like, you already know what I asked you. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm just going to wait for your response.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have a really amazing relationship with my dad. But me and my mom, head to head.
Really?
Yeah, way, heads a lot. Yeah, we're way better now.
Oh, good.
I think she respects me as a person, which says a lot, and the choices that I've made. But growing up, baby, we could have fought. We never physically fought, but
he almost gave me.
Yeah, because I was scared of my mom. I was like, oh, please. Oh,
really?
Yeah, she definitely, my mom definitely had a bit of fear in there. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to test you.
Okay. So she led with fear.
Yes.
Okay.
With fear, with taking things.
Mm-hmm. So you said you had seven siblings.
Yes, I have three brothers and three sisters.
Oh, wow, interesting. Four brothers and four sisters.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I know. I'm winning.
Yes. What is it? It's yours, mine, and ours. Like, I'm the only mm-hmm. kid between my parents.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. So it's like the Brady Bunch. Like, they, yes. and then they came together. Interesting.
And then technically I ruined it, but it's whatever. I'm also the reason we came together and became the Brady Bunch.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because, like, my parents had like their separate marriages, separate kids. They were living their lives. They were raising those kids together at some point. Mm-hmm. And then I was a mistake or a miracle, however you want to look not at a mistake, it. Girl. But yeah, they were not planning me.
You were a beautiful blessing is what you were.
A magic.
Yes. So from the age of being able to remember, you would say your parents would always have a contentious relationship of fighting, yelling, and screaming.
Yeah, it wasn't like every single day of my life, but it's very often. It was often enough to be like, you know, mm-hmm. like when I was a kid, my parents were trying to baby step me into the idea that they were not going to be together forever. And so I'm pretty sure I was like maybe 9 or 10. And mm-hmm. my dad asked me, he's like, so if you had to choose, like, who would you choose? And I was like, I can't. What do you mean?
Oh.
So I knew that at a very young age. I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be together forever. And then it only, you know, took a decade later when they decided at
what it 18. Did last pretty much forever. You're all 18. You're basically mm-hmm. ready to move out and go to college or do whatever, live life. So, interesting. So, and you say you feel like that has affected the way you react in.
Yeah, how I react in relationships, mm-hmm. like how my relationships with my mom have negatively impacted how I deal with men in a lot of ways. And then my dad, because I love him so much, I feel like it makes it easier for me to be in relationships with men and being like, oh, no, it's fine. They're going to work on themselves. My daddy worked on himself. And it's like, no, he's grown. He's seen time. He's seen experiences. These men are still like learning who they are, even that if they have feelings or emotions. Mm-hmm. So it really has like really narrowed my perception of how I go and interact with men and have like these relationships.
Yeah.
But I want to say I've gotten way better.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I make way better choices. I know what I want mm-hmm. and I know what I want out of a relationship. And that is like, do you want me? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you're not like enthusiastically yes, then we're moving on.
Yes.
Yeah. Why Good. Am I going to waste my time?
Of course. Because
no, thank you.
You ain't into it. You ain't that into me. Then. We ain't into each other.
For that?
Yeah. But okay. So I want to ask you, what got you there? What made you say, okay, I need to love me better and not accept?
It was just the first two relationships I ever have, the one we're going to get into and the first one, were just so bad. And I didn't know how bad they were until I started telling people, being like, and they're like, oh, wow, that's crazy. You really put up with that. And I was like, I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to. Like, especially when you're growing up and you're watching your parents fight and you think this is the pinnacle of love. Like fighting, staying together, really working hard. Like love is going to be tumultuous. And then you sit back and you're like, actually, it doesn't have to be that way at all. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing other people's parents and like interacting with other people and you're like, oh, your parents didn't argue like that. They weren't yelling. They weren't doing. Oh, okay. And then one day I just woke up and I was like, okay, so I don't have to settle for anything than what I want. And right. I want something, you know, healthy. And I want to be able to just be able to talk and have someone who is very enthusiastic about who I am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so let's get there. How long ago was your last relationship or your last breakup, should I say?
Well, the last breakup was a few months ago or a month ago. But
okay. So do you want to discuss it or no?
I feel like if I do, I want to be very gentle.
Okay. You could be gentle. This is a, you know, judge-free, safe space.
The other one I don't care to be gentle about.
Breakups are difficult. So you can take it at whatever pace you want to take it.
Okay. Love. Because I feel like this relationship I just got out of is ultimately has like cemented in my brain, like, I will never go back to whatever I was doing beforehand because mm-hmm. I know what love looks like. And baby, it's and never going to be me questioning myself ever again.
Yeah. And you felt like that in your last relationship.
I felt like, wow, I'm seen, I'm heard, I'm a person. This person, like, this is actually love. Like, genuinely, this is what it means to have someone who is supporting you and fully rooting for you.
Okay.
While other relationships,
yeah. So we can get there and be gentle with it.
Yeah.
So let's go to the one before that one. How long ago was that?
That we broke up in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long were y'all broke up in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And we were together since 2014.
Okay, so y'all were together for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did y'all meet?
We met in college.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, excuse me. But we met in college. We had the same degree, both Bachelor of Arts. Mm-hmm. And so it was his senior year, my junior year. And I was very freshly single. I did not know his relationship status, but I was assuming he was single because we were going to the same parties.
Okay.
And, right,
like, and when you go to these parties, you're single.
Yeah. Or at least, like, you would have brought a girlfriend at this point because we were all sitting around. I'm like, oh, because I'd seen him with a girl, but I never saw him bring her to any of the parties. So I'm like, I'm just going to assume, like, you ain't got nobody. Mm. Like, you have nobody. And we ended up, hooking up at another party.
When you say hook up.
We just made out.
Okay.
We had a very ferocious, passionate makeout session in our friend's bathroom.
Okay. Go ahead.
It was the time. It was excitement. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Honestly, I want to get into it just for a little bit. So I was actually trying to hook him up with my friend.
This is before the hookup.
Yeah, this is before the hookup.
Okay, okay.
I was like, hey, you want to, like, you interested in her? And he's like, well, what if I'm interested in you? And I said, and I walked away from him. I was like, actually, you're not talking to me. You're actually just trying to get rid of me. And then when I came back up to him, he's like, no, I'm being serious. Like, what if I'm actually interested in you and I came here for you? And I was like, oh.
Oh.
That changes so many things because I think you're fine.
Oh, my. So if you thought he was fine, why didn't you try to?
Well, it's because, like, she has already had a crush on him before.
Oh.
She met him before I did.
Okay.
I see. Yeah, like, they were both in the theater department. So she, over the summer, had previously gotten to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so she's like, see. And I was like, oh, let me be a wingman. Like, I would love to.
Yeah,
and
get
then,
your friend in there.
Exactly. But then it really went sideways, and he was like, you.
No, you get in here.
And I said, actually, well.
How did your friend feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. I couldn't even tell her. I literally went to the hallway because I was like, oh, I need a breath because I know what I came here for. And I'm doing the exact opposite. Started crying, bawling my eyes out, being like, I kissed him. Yeah, we walked home to our place separately. And she said she spent the entire night being so upset. And I was like, very valid, actually. I would be equally just as bad. But we're still friends to this day.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't let no, listen.
No raggedy man.
Sis come before this. Listen, if the bros got one, we gotta figure this out. We gotta figure this out, girls. Okay.
We need a goodie.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all ended up meeting that away.
Yeah. And then basically we were attached at the hip from that point on.
Oh, wow. For the whole 4 years.
Yeah. We were basically, I was just really enamored with him. And yeah, he was very honest and upfront and very confident. And of course, you know, buttering me up here and there along the way. Like one time he was just like, you're my dream girl. And I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, you're everything I ever dreamed about. Oh, wow. Okay. And that's all you know. Years later, he actually told me I was close to what his dream girl looked like, but I actually was not his dream girl.
What the
Yes.
here?
He said, actually, my dream girl had brown eyes. So, you know, I didn't comprehend that, like, you know, she could have had hazel. And then
Is hazel not a light brown?
It can be sometimes.
Yeah, but okay, we'll go with it.
But yeah, you're not. But you're actually not. You are, but are not simultaneously. But yeah, we were just together for so long, and it was honestly what I know now. Mm-hmm. Versus when we got together, it just really shows you like his own personal patterns that he had when it came to relationships. Because we got together probably a week after he broke up with his girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And they were together for a few years too. And if you know anything, that makes me a rebound.
Yeah. But you didn't know this at the time.
I did. But
and you were like, okay, he's fine.
Yeah, but he was like,
I'm his dream girl.
It's because he was basically was like being like, you know, very honest. He's like, he initially was like, yeah, you know, I have to handle stuff with my roommate. And then I find out, oh, his roommate is his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they were still living together.
Still living together.
Oh, the whole time y'all were together?
Yes, the entire time we were together.
He lived with his ex-girlfriend for 4 years? Shut the front door.
Well, no, he probably lived with her for two. They weren't together for nearly as long, but they were definitely still living together. By the time...
How are you? Are you visiting him at his place? In 2 years? What? What?
Okay, so the first year we were together, he was living with her. After that, then they, you know, separated and then we lived together. But within that first year when she found out that he was dating me, she thought he was cheating on her with me, which is just not the case. I'm never going to do that. I don't need that karma in my life.
Well, hold on now. Because you
would assume, but he wasn't, I promise.
But he was living with her.
Yes.
Did you ever go over there? Did you ever go to visit your boyfriend in this year? No?
2 to 3 times.
Was she there?
No, but she did. Actually, one of those times she was. And one of those times we almost got into a fight.
What? I can't even.
Okay, so he told me. He was like, okay, so I do live with my ex. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. And then he was like, so do you think we should be sharing the same bed? And I was like, no, you should not. Actually, she needs to be out of your bed tonight. Like, if you have been sleeping in the same bed for a while.
Are there two beds in the house?
No.
Girl.
She was sleeping on a futon in the living room. So, yeah, I told him, no, don't be sleeping in her bed. That's wild. So he kicked her out of his bed.
Yeah. Good.
And it was like, you need to sleep in the living room. So of course that even made her more upset. That just like took her over. But
wait, who slept in the living room?
She did. Because it was he paid for the bed.
I'm sorry. It's not funny. I just can't figure out this whole, you know what? Y'all are like in your 20s doing this. So
yes. I was a beautiful 20 year old.
I can't.
Maybe even 19. She was not.
What?
It's just because I really was making some questionable decisions.
You were. I'm just like,
but
girl. Yeah.
But basically she thought he cheated on her with me. That was not the case.
And then he put her out on the couch.
Put her out on the couch.
Did you not get a red flag from this man? This man.
If you saw the first relationship, this was like a yellow flag. I was like, oh, this
yellow.
Is cool. This is chill. It's all chill. It's fine. Okay. You know, he's being honest about it. Okay. It'd be different if he was lying, but I was like, oh, okay. Like, I appreciate the honesty. Mm. You know, we're just working on, you've never done this. I've never done this.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, no, okay. She told him, don't ever let that B word in my house ever.
While she's sleeping on the couch.
Yes. But it would never be when she was there. So there was at least three times I definitely went over. Mm-hmm. And the one of those times that really cemented in my mind that, should have been a red flag for me, but was not, is when she came home unannounced to him. He just heard her car. And we were like in the bed about to do some things. And he's like, she's on her way. And I was like, what? He's like, she just parked her car. You need to go. You need to go. We need to go. We need to get you out of here. But there's only one exit, one entrance. And that's down the steps through the front of the house. So I hid in his shower.
Girl.
I hid in his shower.
That was his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend. I know you want to say it was a yellow, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh, it was aggressively red. Looking back, red.
That was his girlfriend. And he would be like, no, you and my girlfriend. I'm cheating on. I'm cheating on you with her. I don't know. It's just, it got messy.
It was very messy.
Damn.
And I looked, and I really looked past it. Because I was like, oh, you know, it's whatever. At least there's some honesty in the midst. Because in the previous relationship, I was getting cheated on and I was being lied to at all, every angle. So when I found this relationship, I was like, at least someone's being honest with me about their intent of what they're doing with that person. And they weren't doing anything. They were just, you know, unfortunately.
Were they not?
Yeah, they weren't.
Okay.
Because if you get to our relationship and what we were doing, when he repeated this pattern, like, he would very much be like, once he has his eyes on somebody, he's not going to be with anybody else. He's not going to, like, try and be with a two-woman man, which I can respect that, but also. Yeah.
The only reason I ask is because why would he get scared when she...
Oh, because she had already told him that I can't go be in the house. Even if it was to use the bathroom, she really hated my guts, and she never even knew me or met me. Oh. She was just seeing things on Instagram, and I'm like, oh, I'm posting, like, oh, my man crush Monday.
Oh.
That's really dating myself. That's fine. My man crush Monday.
Were you just dating yourself?
Because no one man crushes Mondays anymore. No one even throwback Thursdays anymore.
No, I mean, but back in the day.
I was MCMs.
Yeah. So, but you weren't dating yourself. Y'all were together. Like, yeah, everyone knew.
Yeah, everyone knew. Mm-hmm. And then she just was really not about it. But yeah, she hated me. She called me many, many names. When she found me in the shower.
Oh, she found you. Okay.
Oh, let's go there. So what ended up happening is he's like, she stated her boundaries. Don't let this bitch in her house. Bitch being me. Don't let me in there. I didn't care. We were on, if you ever heard Trey Songz, Disrespectful, listen to that song. That was the vibe we were on, okay?
She's got a whole song dedicated to her.
It was that moment where I was just like, ooh, girl, you're making bad choices. And I was really excited about him. But yeah, I hid in the shower. He got butterball naked and got in the shower. So it looked like he was just taking a shower. So he turns the shower on. I'm just in there just like, and she comes in and she goes into the bathroom and is going to the bathroom while he's taking a shower. And she's like, was she in here? Was she in my house? And he's like, no. Why would you ask that? She's like, and then she could see my stuff. She saw my flip-flops. She saw my glasses. And she progressively got angrier and angrier. She's like, was she in here? And he's like, you know what? She did have to use the bathroom. And she was like, why would you let that in my house, like, going off? And she was just smart enough to yank the shower curtains back. And there we were in the shower. I was getting wet. He was, like I said, fully naked. We both just jump out. He has to go in between us because she wants to fight me really bad.
Oh, my God. I hate this for you.
Honestly, it was a really funny time.
I guess looking back at it, you can laugh, but I'm sure while you wet with your boyfriend standing there naked.
I was pressed because their relationship was really crazy. So when I literally went downstairs and she had a guy waiting for her. And I was like, that's interesting. Like, you're so upset that I'm over, but you were about
to. Was this her boyfriend? So she had her boyfriend? Okay. But her boy, see, it makes no sense now because her boyfriend can come in, but his girlfriend can.
That's what I'm saying. But I understand because she still wanted him, but he didn't want to be with her. So, you know, she had to move on.
Oh, okay. And how far into the relationship was this about?
This is so early on that if I really took this moment and was like, oh, this is the biggest red flag and just would have dipped, I would have been better off. But instead, this was probably within the first year. Because we ended up moving in together at that after all of that.
Yeah, y'all might want to get out of her house apparently because she's not having it. So y'all moved in together, and you were, I'm guessing, happy about this.
Oh yeah, I live for it. We lived together for two. Well, while I was still in college, that was tumultuous. That man broke up with me because he thought it was the best choice for me.
And did y'all do an on-off thing or no? It was
no,
just
he
a
actually
clean
just
break.
Got, no, he we were still living together. He was like, I think we shouldn't be doing this because it's getting in the way of whatever I was doing, which I don't remember at the time what that was. I was just in college working, trying to graduate. And then literally the next day, he's like, I'm sorry for trying to make that decision for you. So we didn't really actually ever break up. He was just like, he took it back immediately the next day.
So he broke up with you one day and then the next day he said no.
Yeah, next day he was like, we should probably get back together. I'm sorry.
Interesting. And you were like, okay, that's fine?
Yeah.
You have a period of sadness?
I literally slept on the couch that night. I was like, wow, like, you're not going to be with me, whatever, whatever. But like, literally the next day he brought me flowers. And he was like, that was just the dumbest choice I could ever make. And I was like, good, you're smart. Because that was, why would you try and break up with me, for me, by you? Like, right. If I wanted to break up with you, I would have broke up with you.
Well, did you see that coming though? Did you
no.
see it just out of nowhere?
We were just getting into arguments, like small arguments over us just living together and not having boundaries. Like growing up, I like taking people's things.
Okay, you'd be taking stuff.
And by taking things, I mean like I'm gonna wear your shoes. Okay. I'm gonna wear your shoes. Are we on your TV? Yes, so I'm gonna use your little TV. Mm-hmm. all of those things, but those were things that like really bothered him. He hated that I would wear his shoes. He had his own trauma.
I mean, y'all don't wear the same shoe size, I would assume.
We don't. So they were just like slightly little big. I'm just used to doing like, I would do it with my dad's shoes all the time. I would just take his shoes. I'm like, I'm going to run out real quick. I'm going to come right back with him. So I'm wearing them out for the day.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so like I would do things like that. And he just didn't. It felt like I was approaching on his space.
He seemed like he was a little petty about it. Like somebody sliding on some shoes to go to the front, grab
me
the
using
mail.
Using your PS4 to watch TV when it's the only thing I could use to watch TV, but you're mad that I'm using it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's starting to sound like him, like you being touchy on his stuff at all.
Yeah, he was very much an avoidant type of person. And I'm very much like, oh my gosh, like what's yours is mine. And he's like, what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Over time that changed. But when we first lived together, he was very much like, yeah. And then he also had so much trauma of his own that he was just trying to figure out what's the worst of me. Mm-hmm. Like what is the worst version of her? So at least I'm at least aware of that going in. How is she going to handle these difficult situations? Which is a terrible thing to do to anybody. You should just let things happen naturally.
So he was testing you.
Yeah, he ended up.
I hate being tested.
Don't test me. We were sitting in his car one time. I can't remember what the argument was about, but he kept pushing to a point where I really just started to lose it. And I started screaming because I was like, what are we doing? I'm like, I literally just want you to stop.
Yeah.
And then so I got out the car and just left. And then he, you know, was just like, I just wanted to know that you weren't going to – I wanted to know how you're going to react in the situation because other people have reacted so poorly. And, I was like, and once again, this is another red flag that I am obviously just missing. I like to tell people that if God himself came down and told me this man wasn't right for you, I would have been like, God, but you're wrong.
Yeah. Did your parents ever meet this person?
Yeah, they actually really liked him.
They did. Your dad liked him?
My dad did like him. Okay. But they felt that he, you know, was just so mature and he was able to make good decisions. I also did not tell them about being in that girl's shower.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did they know the whole story?
When I was in relationships after that first one, it was one of those things where I was told, like, this relationship needs between me and you and you can't be telling anybody anything. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't telling a lot of people things until after the fact. And they were like, oh, wow. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did you have friends? Anybody who was like the girl that wanted him at first, y'all were still friends during this whole time?
We were still friends, but I wasn't telling people the bad things.
So she never knew about the shower situation?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just restarted retelling people that this year because I was like, you actually know what was really funny? You remember, this is actually a time where I made really poor choices. Mm. But yeah, I really wasn't telling anybody about that because I was just like, this is really embarrassing.
Mm. Okay, so it got to a period where he was always testing you. And when did the breakup, what happened at the 4-year mark? What came to an end? Who broke up with who? You broke up with him?
I broke up with him. Trust and believe, I break up with all men, apparently, because I'm just so amazing and they just want to stay with me.
Oh, really?
I actually think that men like to settle and they...
Yeah.
I'm someone that is easy to settle with, if that makes any sense.
I mean, I think in general, they tend to want to ride it out, period. Based on, I think, divorce rates, women are 80% you're right, 80% of women file for divorce.
Yeah, because like,
they're just like, okay, it's fine. We're going to just hang out.
Yeah, I don't got to deal with this, actually. Well, men are like... We can just keep going. No, if it's not working, stop trying to fix it.
Was he surprised?
No. So how we ended up breaking up is because, so fun fact about me, is that I wanted to try an open relationship.
Okay. And man with another man or another woman?
At the time, I think it was both men. I think it was just men, but I didn't know if I liked women at that time, which I do now. But I wanted to try out being in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you should try things when you research enough about them. And don't just try things to try things.
So you're just going to be like, let's just go hook up with some folks and see how it goes.
But we didn't even get that far because I decided to do this at our place of work.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
I make interesting choices.
Yeah. Rewind. When you say our place of work, who is our? Who are the people?
Me and him.
So y'all work together.
Yes. And then the girl that I ended up choosing for us to try an open relationship. So
all three of y'all work together.
Yeah.
Oh my, where did y'all work? If you don't mind me asking, can you say the place?
Or? I can.
What? Okay.
Actually, I'll give it the most information. It's a haunted hayride here in.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Okay, so so it's seasonal.
Yeah, it was a seasonal job.
Okay.
So, but all three of us work there.
Okay.
And we decided that because when I wanted to do this open relationship, I was like, well, people can't know. So we pretended that we didn't know each other at this establishment.
Wait, you and your boyfriend pretending like y'all didn't know each other?
Yeah.
Okay. This is after y'all decided to go through with the open relationship.
Yes. So this is how we were going to go about it. I was like, okay, no one's going to know because it'd be crazy. Then they're going to, people are going to feel some type of way because they see me. I don't want people to know that like I'm here. I want to be able to just see this for myself, see how I feel about open relationships. Because if I get jealous and I get really jealous, then we don't have to ever do this ever again.
Okay.
That was my thing. I was like, I need to know how I'm going to deal with this because I know I can definitely have deal with jealousy, but there's a healthy amount of jealousy in open relationships. And then there's a part where you should probably stop. And you guys are not meant for that. Or you just don't have the foundations to have a healthy open relationship.
Interesting. Okay. One of my guests was like, there's no jealousy at all in his when he had an open relationship.
Yeah, it can like, really work like that. Yeah. It really can. If you have the right communication, if you feel secure enough in your relationship, it's actually pretty easy to maneuver when you're with the right people.
Yeah. What made you want to do that? What made you say, okay, I am sick of him. It needs to be open. Like, but why would you want to keep him around? But why would you want to keep him around is what I'm trying to figure out. But go ahead.
That's a very valid question. Yeah. Because, like, I was open to the idea because I started watching Shan Moody. Is it Shan Moody? Shan Moody?
Okay.
She apparently was in an open relationship at that time. And I was like, oh, wow, I love that. And for me, I felt like I wasn't receiving the love that I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, he was secure in, like, trying like loving me like he loved me but it, we weren't really dating, we weren't going out, I didn't feel special to him. I was always in my this relationship being like, why do you love me?
Yeah,
I would ask that question all the time. He's like, I've already answered that.
Yeah, he wasn't like, I don't have to court you anymore, we're good.
Yeah, just, and so here I am being like, yeah, I just want to feel loved by somebody else, like me and you can still have our thing, but you know, I what if I sleep with somebody else or anything else, and you can sleep with whoever you want too. And I was just really open to that idea because I was like, yeah, that actually doesn't seem too crazy. Why not try out? If I don't like it, I don't like it. And I didn't like it at all.
Okay, never. So what happened?
So we were working at this haunted hayride.
Yeah.
And of course, we're not a couple here. I actually end up going through a loss of my a family member. And I come back and I'm like, hey, you know what? Fun fact about this hayride is that it's very rotating. People don't stay in this job for long. A lot of people like the idea but don't realize how physically tasking it is on the human body. And right, you have to either really love scaring people or be very fit to do this job. So she rotated in like somewhere in the midst of it all. He's like, yeah, no, I find her attractive. I was like, okay, cool. Let's try it out. Like, go for it. And it was awful. It was absolutely terrible. I hated every second of it because to keep up this illusion that we weren't together, like,
reverse.
Yeah.
You have to reverse.
Please.
Because I thought that eventually y'all would be like, okay, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah, we didn't do that until, actually, people who did the show with us didn't know we were together at any point.
Wait, did the show? Okay, got it. The hayride show.
Yeah, no one I worked with knew about it.
Right.
Except for one person that I told on the last day. The girl ended up knowing because they were chatting about it. And she was like, oh, I kind of figured someone was here and you were dating someone. But she didn't know who it was.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Time out. Reverse. Because y'all didn't do like a threesome together.
No.
Oh, so you were just with her by yourself.
He was with her. And then I was basically like a little peeping Tom, just like watching.
Oh, you were voyeur-resuming.
I am a voyeur, yeah.
Okay.
But I was also just seeing like, oh, will I be jealous? How jealous will I get? Like, will it be bad or is it something I can work with?
Okay, so you were watching them do the do.
Well, I wasn't watching them do the do. I just watched them just canoodling, like being together, like flirting and all that stuff. And that was totally fine. It was when he was like, oh, I need to take her home. And I was like, that's crazy because we live together. So how do you think I'm going to get home? It's 2 a.m. as well. How am I getting home?
So
if you're going to give her a ride home. And she lived in North Hollywood at that time. And I was like, so?
So what happened?
I decided that I was going to be really dramatic and start walking through the hills until he found me.
Is that what you did?
Yeah. I was like, well, guess what? I'm going to find my own way home. I'm going to walk home. And he's like, that's ridiculous. You can't. And I was like, watch me.
You know, there are mountain lions out there. I seen a deer get hit 2 days ago. I was pretty sad. But anyway, we'll talk about it after the show.
But yeah, he ended up finding me. He's like, you're just being dramatic. I was like, really? Because like, we could have figured something out that you could have taken me home. Because the fact that you're even putting her ahead of me in this moment. I'm like, I'm your priority.
Why can't she just get an Uber?
He was just taking her to the bus stop.
I mean, why couldn't y'all all hop in the car and just drop her off at the bus?
That's what I said. He's like, yeah, but then she would know. She would know it's you that is my girlfriend. And we didn't want her to know. And I was like, I honestly don't care. I just want to go home. Like, I literally sat in the dark. It was pitch black darkness. And I was just like, so you're not taking me home. That's crazy. All right, let me just be dramatic and just run off somewhere.
And so did he take her home or no?
No, he ended up taking her to the bus stop or however far and then coming back and picking me up. Because I was like, I'm not paying for an Uber.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, it just kept doing things like that where he was like, I'm just going to go over to her place. She ended up getting, the tractor ran over her leg one night. That happens actually quite often in the hayride. That's they tell you, make sure you don't try and pull. You just let it roll over you. So her leg got rolled over. He ended up taking her home.
Do you break bones?
She didn't.
A tractor?
Yeah. It's like one of those, like the little, it's much smaller than you think it is.
Oh.
But yeah, no, it fucking hurt. She definitely was out for that one day, but she ended up coming back like the next few nights.
Workers comp. Well, no. I wouldn't be back. My neck in my back. Listen, everything hurts.
Now. I'm done. Run me my check.
Yes. Anyway.
But yeah, she got hurt. He took her home. And that's when like my own personal doubt started coming in. I was like, oh,
you don't like
her. You're going to sleep with her. You're going to kiss her. You're going to do something. And he had started being very honest. He's like, I really like her. He's like, I feel like you've opened Pandora's box and I can't close Pandora's box. Like, I want to see where this goes. And I was like, oh, that's crazy because like, I don't want to see where this goes. Right. That's wild. I don't want to do this anymore.
What I don't get is that you were finding somebody for him, but you weren't finding someone for yourself.
Yes. When we look back at it, I was like, if I would have found somebody, that would have occupied my mental capacity.
Yeah, of course.
But because I was just hyper-focused, I'm like, I just need to know if I can do it because he'll be fine. Like, I don't give about his feelings. I know who I am and I am I'm an explosive. Like, if you do the wrong thing, I'm going to lose my mind. So I was like, I just need to know how I'll be.
Okay.
So I should have seen a man, honestly. I should have been seeing another person. This would have probably worked its way out a lot better. But because the foundation of our relationship wasn't secure and I already was not feeling loved in this relationship, here we are trying something that is for people who are actually really secure with each other. And yeah, once he said, he's like, yeah, I can't close this. I want to see how far it goes. Like, he ended up, me and him having had a talk about the last night. And he was like, yeah, I want to kiss her. I want to at least see what that's like. He's like, I've never felt so understood by somebody before.
Oh, okay. So did he kiss her?
Yeah, he kissed her. And then the next day, because it was supposed to be done after that, I was like, okay, great. If that's what you want to do, boom. Once it's done, you're going to stop talking to her everything. That did not happen because she had feelings for him now.
Of course.
And duh. And now they're like having conversations here and there. And I'm like, I literally cannot do this. Either you want to be with me or you want to be with her. And he's like, why are you asking me that question? I was like, do you want to be with me or do you want to be with her? And he was like, there's no yes or no. He's like, you already know what it is. We're together. Which once again is not what you ever want to hear. Because fun fact, I love a good open relationship. I love a polyamorous thing. You can do it if you're communicating. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do. If I'm saying I want to void this, the transaction now needs to be voided. I don't care about your feelings because are you going to jeopardize what we have? Or you want to try something new that more than likely still won't work out because it's a weird beginning of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I kept getting like the jealousy and he thought it was cute for a moment. And then he was like, it's not cute anymore. Cause I was like, I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, cause I would see her name pop up on his phone. And I'm like, that's crazy. Cause why are we still talking to her?
Girl,
why are we still talking to her?
You didn't open up a can of worms.
And I did. And then I had to eat the worms.
Oh, okay.
Because there was this one day, this is basically the day we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to talk to him. Like so they FaceTimed. And
this is after y'all don't work there anymore.
Yeah. After we don't work there. It's now November.
Okay. So it's November and they're still communicating.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so like, I don't want you doing this. I want you to cease all like communication. Like, I physically, mentally, I'm not well for you to do this. And he's like, I just want to know, like, I just can't. So they chatted for a really long time. We went to work separately. And you know, he also worked as a doll. So we worked at two separate parties.
Oh my God.
Yes. We worked at two different parties. I was at a party.
Can this man not get his own job? Why is he following you around?
We need to make money. It was the early year. It was Los Angeles 2017.
Oh my God.
We were taking anything we could get. But yeah, I was saying the same thing over and over again. I'm like, are you choosing me? Whatever, whatever. And he's like, we're together. There's no choosing.
Mm.
And that is not what you ever want to hear. If you're in an open relationship, you just got to affirm your partner. Like, yes, I choose you. I love you. I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm,
whatever this is whatever that is. But what we need. And he was not doing that.
Right.
So I had gotten home. We had been arguing. And at this point, we had been arguing so much that we lived in a studio, 150 square foot
Like, it was a very tiny, like, it was basically a bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go to the car because I need a breather. Mm-hmm. I need, like, a woosah. I need a yell. And he's like, well, you can't. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I'm going to take the car. I was like, okay, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to go see her. In the midst of an argument about you choosing me or you choosing her, you're now going to drive your car all the way over to see her. And I said, okay, cool. Well, I'm done. This is over. And then in a very traumatic fashion, I ran down the steps of our studio apartment and ran to the corner of Wilton and Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I literally started running and crying. I was very dramatic because I was just like, wow, I asked you to choose me. And I understand this is it's hot. It's like so much is happening. But you're not doing the minimum thing that I need of you to keep this relationship.
So this whole time he's with this girl and she does not know he has a girlfriend?
No, she ended up finding out probably within like the last week of us doing the hayride.
Right.
Because he was like, he asked me, he's like, do you think I should tell her? I was like, yeah, it's fine. She still doesn't know who I am at the end of the day.
So she knew, y'all knew each other.
I knew who she was, but.
Y'all never met during the hayride? Ever?
I knew who she was because like there was only so many people that looked like her and who looked like me.
I don't see how y'all are working together and you're seeing her with your boyfriend and you've never been like, oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
It would have been great if I actually did that. I would have been like, hey, girl, hey, be nice, something. No, I was a weirdo watching in the corner.
Oh.
Basically.
You're peeping around.
No, literally. Like,
anxiety.
Girl. She took me over.
Yeah. But so yeah. She knew he had a girlfriend and she was okay with it. So she was down with the situation. Why didn't y'all just all just move?
Right? Make a commune, get the three of us together.
Oh my goodness.
He honestly messed it up because he really just couldn't affirm. He couldn't validate how I was feeling, affirm how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And yeah. And when we broke up, he didn't try getting back together. That he was like, okay, I guess this is a good idea. And then he just spent the night with her.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't spend, I ended up that night going to a friend's house because I was like, if I have to come back to this studio apartment and sleep in this bed by myself, I'm going to lose my shit.
So what was the move out like?
We lived together for another 6 months.
While he was still with this girl. Did she ever come over?
No.
She never came over?
No, he respected that. It also didn't make sense. It was so small in comparison to what she, I think she had like a one bedroom or a two bedroom and we were in a studio together. Mm-mm.
Dang.
Yeah, I lost my mind in that studio. I left. I slept at someone else's house for a whole week and then came home. I went through his stuff. I went through his iPad. I was like, I want to know what they're talking about.
Ugh, that's like the worst.
Yeah, never look for things. You'll find something.
Yeah, that's the worst, girl, because it consumes you. Like, I'm assuming you were consumed that whole time with, what are
enraged.
They doing?
Like, I became the worst version of myself in every way. I became even more insecure. I ended up going to a place of being like, I'd be like, because I remember looking at his messages being like, well, guess what? By the time you come back, your PS4 is going to be out the window.
Oh.
I started threatening him. Like, your things are going to be broken. Things are going to be gone.
Did that make him come back?
No. Because he knew I wasn't going to do any of those things.
Oh.
Because honestly, it would have been wild if I just started chucking his stuff. Because it's like, that's the only form of entertainment we have, babe. Like, there's only one TV.
What would have been wild is if you would have actually did it. I'll show you don't believe me. Got some for you now.
Right?
So 6 months, y'all lived in this place and then y'all parted ways.
Yeah, ended up moving out to where I live now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess, I'm so sorry. So it's not funny. I just can't believe that you pushed him to another woman and then did it away. Listen, you live and learn, right?
Exactly. I found that it's highly entertaining when you look back at it. I was like, actually, this is really some Los Angeles stuff to be doing.
It's very
like,
LA. Well,
you pushed him to another woman and then threatened to break his things. And then I wanted him back the whole time afterwards. After breaking up with him,
after you moved out, you still wanted him.
He ended up living with me.
Wait.
After we broke up and moved out. Because he made some questionable decisions in his life.
Okay, so what happened? Why is he living with you?
He ended up living with me because he ended up hooking up with one of his roommates. And if you thought I was crazy,
wait,
she was
I'm
on
confused.
Business.
Hold on now.
Yes. Because
he had a girlfriend. I'm guessing that was his girlfriend, the girl after the hayride girl.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say girlfriend, but they were canoodling. They were working towards a relationship.
Yeah.
But she wasn't as dumb as I was and was trying to like, she really be with him. She was just like seeing where it would go.
Oh.
While here I am being like, come back to me, be my man again.
So it didn't go anywhere with her.
Yeah. They kept going back and forth, but she was like, you're still with her though. You're still friends with her. You're still actively trying to be cool with your ex. And I don't know how I feel about that. It took her probably into COVID to no longer mess with him.
That's just weird. The reason it's weird is because she was okay with it when y'all were together as boyfriend and girlfriend. She's just like, oh, you're still talking to your ex now? I'm like, you were okay with it when my ex was my girl, and now you're not okay with it. But listen.
It's also because like he didn't have a lot of friends, so a lot of times it's here I am. Because so when he ended up living with me, the person he ended up moving in with really liked him.
Okay.
And so they were hooking up.
They were hooking up.
They ended up hooking up. And she knew, he told her everything about our situation, how we broke up and about the other girl. And apparently she liked me. I don't know her.
Oh, really?
But she was like, oh, wow, I can't believe you do that to her. Whatever, whatever. I don't like the other girl. So he brought the other girl over to their house.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, wow, you disrespected me by bringing another girl over. Because first of all, we're hooking up. And you're bringing another girl over? And you're what? Hooking up with her in our house?
Did he know this girl before they moved in?
Not that well. Honestly, when I moved out, I left him with very little time. Because I was like, I'm actually really tired of this. Mm-hmm. I was going through way too much in my life where I was like, I need to be in a new space. So I gave him, I was like, I have a month. I have a place to live. Like, you can have a month to figure out. So he was really scrambling at the end to try and find a place to live and people to live with. So he was just left with kind of the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, did you call her the bottom? She was the bottom.
Oh, no, I don't like her.
Oh, but she likes you.
Yeah, but she ended up making some very, like, DA type of situation.
Like what?
Like hitting. Like she was abusive.
To who? Him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, he's not your problem, though, but, you know.
No, at the time, we were still friends, and I wanted to do the best for him. But, yeah, she broke through his room with a weight, broke the lockdown so that he could no longer lock his door. And I was like, oh, I really don't feel safe for you. And I was like, at the time, I was back home in Virginia, and I texted our mutual friend, like, hey, can you help him leave this place, move him into my house while I'm gone? Because I just want to make sure that he's okay.
You were living in Virginia?
Oh, no, I was going back to Virginia. I was having surgery, so I was like back and forth between LA and Virginia. And I kept just being like, you know, I'm not going to be here for a while. I think I was getting surgery on my neck. So I was going to be out of my house for like 2-3 weeks. I was like, if he wants to stay in my space, like, go for it. But
oh, wow. You were such a sweetheart. I don't know if I could do something like that. You were Saint Mary. Yes, bless you. Bless you, child. Are you from Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your hometown. Shout out, VA.
757, baby.
757. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's our area code.
Okay, got it.
Like the 21, like the 213 or the 232.
I got it. I got you. I got hoes and different area codes. I got it. I know what goes on now. Okay, so he ended up staying with you because he couldn't go back to his abusive home. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
I think he ended up moving out a month afterwards and finding his own place.
Oh, good. Okay.
But yeah, I will never forget. He's like, so he had bought twin mattresses because they were doing an Airbnb in that house.
Oh, okay.
So he took all of them. He's like, I bought them, they're mine. So we brought them into my place. And he was like, so like, are you thinking about like just like pushing them together to make like one bed?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. You can have your little twin bed and I'll have my twin. We'll just be separate.
Oh, right.
Because I was like, actually,
I love Lucy.
Because I was really about it. I was like, I'm really, like, we're not doing this, okay? We're not going to mix things here.
Yeah, not mix it up.
And
did y'all ever try to make it work at that point? Did you still want him?
I did, but I was also in this place of like, he needs therapy, I need therapy, and if we ever going to try and make something work, like, we actually need to work on ourselves first.
Yeah.
So I decided to change a new leaf, and I was like, okay, like, we can be friends. With the intent of not truly being friends. So,
really?
Yeah, because I still really loved him and wanted to be with him for so long. I was like, this is my end game person. We're going to spend the rest of our lives together. I love him. I love him. I know he loves me. Outside of all the bullshit, like, this is my person.
So you lied. You were just like, oh, we're just going to be friends, but you wanted more.
Yeah.
But you never tried anything.
I did.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did y'all hook up during this time at all?
We did.
Okay.
A handful of times.
Oh, okay. I was just like, so.
But it was one of those things where it was just like, it was just so embarrassing on my end.
Yeah.
Because like, he didn't really necessarily care to. Like, he was fine actually not sleeping with me.
Oh, it was pity? Oh, he gave you pity.
That's, yeah. Mm. Right? Yeah. So sad.
It's okay.
You live and learn, right? You wouldn't do it again, would you?
Never.
Okay.
Never again.
See, you've learned. Listen, that's all. Listen, that's what it's all about, y'all. Learning. Learning.
That's, it doesn't matter what mistakes you make, as long as you learn from them.
Yeah. I mean, if you can avoid the mistakes, though, from learning from someone else's mistakes.
If you hear this, if you are hearing this, please avoid these mistakes.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Do not do
it. Never be sad for a man ever. Never beg for him back ever.
Amen. Don't do that. So you eventually got over this guy, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get over him?
It took me into my most recent relationship, at least a year within that relationship, to get over him in the way like I wanted to be with him. I was finally like that void of like, oh, this is the person I started meeting. I met my current ex now and I was like, oh.
How did you meet him?
We met through mutual friends.
Oh, that's
at a listening
nice.
Party.
A listening party.
Okay. During COVID, yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave me a ride home and we found out that we shared like a birthday together. And I was like, oh wow, like you must be really cool. Like,
are you in August?
No, I'm Aquarius.
Oh God.
Yeah. I was like, and then yeah, he was just amazing. He was also very upfront with what he was looking for. And
what was he looking for?
He was looking for something very casual.
He was open to open?
Yeah, he was open to open. He was like, okay, like, okay, you know, we can see each other. And I was like, love that. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for anything serious because clearly I still have my mind with someone else. So, yeah, we really found out how much we were alike in many ways, but he's just a good hearted person, really chill, just has a big heart, really considerate, very caring, very thoughtful. If you were to talk to him one time, he would remember what you guys talked about and then bring it up the next time, be like, oh, so how was that? Or like, mm-hmm. I remember we gave my friend a ride home and she was talking about how she needed to get her license. So like the next time, this was probably like a month later, he's like, do you know she ever got her license? And I was like, aww. You don't even know her like that. You don't even know who she is. And he just was like that with everybody. Like,
wow.
He wanted to get to know people. Like, I generally think, like, if he wanted to interview people, he'd be amazing at it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he just showed me a love and a life that I was just like, wow, I don't ever have to be with some man who makes me feel like I have to keep asking the question of why do you love me? Because I was like, no, he loves me. Like, he literally loves me. Mm-hmm. And I know even right now, he still loves me and I still love him.
Wow. That's beautiful. So – y'all met in COVID, 2020?
2021.
And was this 2025? So 4 years. Mm-hmm. You're a four-year girl.
We love a long-term relationship, what can I say?
But it was 1 year into being with him casually for you to get over your ex. And what was the turning point?
Because me and my ex had a few conversations because he ended up chatting with me being like, he ended up going to therapy because had this conversation.
Did you go to therapy?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
We were in a moment where, what was it? He was like asking me, like reflecting. He's like, so what was it about me or whatever? And I would give him feedback and let him know, like, this is what it was. Like, you weren't making me feel warm. I actually don't think you make anyone feel warm. Like, when people interact with me, they are like, oh, cool. When they interact with you, they'll be like, does he even like me? I don't know.
Actually, I was like that with you when I met you.
And that's totally fine. But you it takes a really long time to break that wall down for him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you're working years, weeks to just break back a piece of who
really?
He is. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like that when y'all met each other, though. Because whenever y'all met each other, it was just like, I want you.
Exactly.
Right?
So the fact that, like, watching him from college into adulthood, you're like, oh, wow. Like, he has like a wall up with every person. And yeah, we were just talking and I remember over IG message, he said, if you are not with anybody in a year, do you want to get married? And I said, we can try dating because a marriage proposal through Instagram is actually wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can.
For sure.
We'll talk about it. And then a year later, he did message me. He's like, so how's that going? And I was like, I'm not dating this man for fun. Like, I'm actually looking to probably marry this man. I really like him. Like, I really love him.
Mm-hmm. But y'all were still casually dating at this time.
Yeah, I think we might have actually been, we might have made it official by that point, that one year around. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not trying to waste my time. I'm hoping this turns into something. I hope it for like, and he tried seeing me during a Christmas within all of that. Mm-hmm. And it was just this tumultuous thing all over again. Like, I'm like, what are your intentions? He's like, I just want to see you. I was like, no, but literally, what are your intentions? Because just seeing me is not really what it is. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you about the man I'm with right now. And that's going to probably make you uncomfortable. He's like, it's fine. I'm going to be a man about it. I'm like, you don't have to be a man about it. Because if you're actually telling me about your intentions, then we can proceed in a way that feels comfortable
for me and you. So we ended up never meeting. Mm-hmm. And that was a conversation that I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you never understood. Good. I'm tenacious. And I was like, you're right. Oh, I don't I actually. Actually, you're right. You're right. I don't understand that about you. We keep getting into arguments. I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah. So good for you. So y'all made it official. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? Because it sounds so...
Yeah, no, yeah. It is a very beautiful relationship, and I think that's why I wanted to chat about it initially, and then I kind of retracted, but I loved the way he loved me, and I loved him, mm-hmm. but I just didn't know if the life we were building together was the life I wanted.
In what way?
Like, I feel like I'm a big dreamer, like a big dreamer, like mm-hmm. I want to go big. Like, yeah. let's go crazy. Let's go wild. And I felt for him, like, he was like, no, we can be more simple. Like, it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, I don't know. I think I want to go. I want to do everything in the world if I physically can.
What's go big for you?
Like, I want, because I've worked at, as you saw, you did ballet. Yes. I've seen these houses. Mm-hmm. I want these
yes.
houses.
Okay.
I want
this. I'm with you. No, we're on the same page.
I said,
yeah, we do some big parties.
Exactly. Yeah. These houses are beautiful, gorgeous. I want that. I want to be mm-hmm. able to enter through a little guest room and the toilet seat just opens just because it knows someone's coming into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I want simple or silent luxury. Like, it's just, oh, this is like, you have a whole, what is it? A yeah. whole separate house. You have mm-hmm. this. And I'm like, I want that, even if it's only for a moment, because who says I'm not going to get bored and be like, okay, never mind. Or I remember I told him, I was like, I don't know if you've seen some maximalists, but people who like go above and beyond and decorate their homes in very, like a very vibrant, eccentric ways. Mm-hmm. Like there's people who have like a, yes. like a, what is it, a strawberry seat or a pencil decor. Like I wanted to do that. And he was like, I don't know how I feel about that, because what happens if we ever want to sell our house? And I was like, I'm actually hoping to never sell the house that I do this in. I'm hoping to be
right.
this house
it's my permanent house. It's our permanent home. Yeah. Why would we want to sell it?
So I was like, oh, wow, like we're in the ways in which I want to experience and live life. He just wanted something a little bit more simple, while I was like, no, I want to go crazy. I want to go wild.
Yeah. It brings me to the Gwen Stefani song. Oh. Was a simple thing, a simple kind of life.
Apparently not me.
not me. YOLO. You already know what it is. Anyway. But there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
I agree.
It's good that, you know, you found out sooner rather than later, right? Because it sounds like y'all created like a very special bond. So to
it's just one of those things where I started realizing, like, because at this point in all my other relationships, at the 3-year mark, I have broken up with them because I can't handle how terrible that relationship. But now I'm in such a beautiful relationship where I'm like, oh, now you need to start asking the deeper questions on, is this the person you want to be with for the rest of life? If so, why? If not, why not? Because what is it about me that I desire? Like, I know for a fact that we were very different type of, he's like very introverted and I'm very extroverted. Like, I love community. I love going out. I want to be with my people. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he was like, I kind of just want to, you know, stay home.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a game night here and there. But those things never really came to life as much as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for him, a lot of his friends they live very far. Like, they live out of state. A lot of them have kids. A lot of them are married.
Is he from LA?
Yeah.
He's from LA, but everyone's not interested.
Yeah, I had one friend. He has, I think, two really good friends who live in Pennsylvania, another one that lives in Washington. And it's just like, there's really no one here to like celebrate life with him and do life with him outside of, you know, his family. But I was like, yeah, I want you to be part of my community, but also you need to have your own community as well, in a weird kind of way.
Yeah. Wow. That's too bad. But, you know, I think that it's a good thing that you know what you want in life and that you're going after it. You're like, I'm not going to settle. I love you, but I'm not. This is not.
Yeah. And I also think that there's a possibility like we could at some point find each other again.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. when he learns a lot more about himself and vice versa, because mm-hmm. I feel like he got to live like this. I don't say party lifestyle, but he was a college athlete. So he got to live his life, you know, party, explore. Mm-hmm. And then for me, a lot of my life was not partying. It was very much being focused on like making money and wherever I got to be like to survive. Mm-hmm. And now where we're at, like, I'm like, oh, I want to party. I want to go out. I want to explore. I want to do all the things. And he's like,
is he older than you?
Yeah, not by a lot though. He's like 4 years older than me.
Okay. So yeah, he's not that much
older. But like he was very much like, he's a dad himself, even though there's no kid in sight, but he basically was a dad in a way.
Yeah. Do you want a family?
I do want a family.
Okay. So you want to be married and all that stuff?
At some point, yeah. Okay. I do want to have kids.
Was he open to the open?
Yeah.
He was. Did y'all do open?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Are y'all? Okay.
Yeah.
And how are these people taking this breakup?
LOL. How are the openers? Well, I stopped seeing a lot of people because I got very, what is it? I would say very selfish, but not in a bad way. I'm just so focused on what my next moves are. Like, I got a promotion at one job.
Yay.
I'm now working on becoming a Pilates instructor. And so it's like, there's just so many things happening where it's like, I can't even juggle a relationship right now because, and I mean, me and him even talked about it, but like I couldn't love him the way he loved me because I was so focused on like what I needed to do for myself. I'm like, if I want to be the dream big and get those dreams, there's a part of me that has to lock in to just myself and commit. And so I'm like, now I'm not even seeing literally nobody. I'm seeing not a soul right now.
Good for you.
Cause I'm just like, I don't have time. I'm not going to be able to give you anything.
I know the feeling. I know the girl. Yes. Focus on you.
Right. I'm like, I barely have time for myself. You want me to add another person? Oh, yeah, I can't. I want to, but I can't.
It's tough. Yeah. I'm so happy for you, though. That just makes me so happy. I can't wait for you to get a strawberry toilet seat. I'm going to come over.
Or like, you know, like those little, it was like a bird cleaner for the toilet. I was like, oh my God, I love it.
No, we see like some crazy houses. We've been to some crazy houses. I mean, you know, we do like celebrity houses. So of course we've seen.
And I'm like,
gaudy type things for sure.
I'm like, I don't need all of it, but give me a little something.
Yeah.
Give me anything. 25% of that.
I take anything I can get. Just no HOA.
Just no HOA, because I promise you I'm going to square up with somebody who tells me.
I don't like people telling me what to do, but anyway.
You're saying my fence can't be, my tree needs to,
yes.
No, get out of my face.
$5.6 million and I can't put a, okay, good to know, good to know.
Please, no gnomes.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Well, we've come to the end, I think.
We did.
I'm so sad. I would have missed you.
But at least we had a really great ride.
We had a great, listen, you gotta love it when you're on the rides. But you gotta,
this is the
on.
Part where you get to enjoy it. I mean, I don't know how much I was enjoying the wildness that was life at that point in time, but now that I have to look back and I'm like, oh, this is just a speck in life, and one day it's gonna be so much smaller than what it was in that moment.
Mm-hmm. And look at the bright side. Somebody can look back at this and maybe you'll help someone say, hey,
please,
I should not be hiding in this shower. I should not be pushing this man on this woman.
Don't.
I might not be okay with it in the end. So.
Don't do it. Thank you. Learn from my mistakes. Yes. I've made plenty. And you don't have to go through the BS that I went through. If he's a red flag, he's a red flag. Throw him away.
Yes. Let's give it up for our guest, Daniela. Thank you. Listen, the end of the season, and I still ain't got my sound effects. Anyway, I'm gonna get them effects next season. Somebody will send them to me, maybe. But thank you. Do you want to share your social media?
Sure. Because you're not gonna find it as Daniela. It's gonna be Ella Milan 2 E's 2 N's. That's where you can find me.
M L Milan.
Yeah, or E Ella Milan.
E L Ella Milan. All right, that's where y'all can find our guest Daniela. Thank you so much for watching The Breakup Vent, the number one breakup podcast in the world. I am your host, Mahogany. Please come back for more episodes. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.